Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
We are going to get to the Word here, and let's see, if you would, go, Tim, to the foundational verse of Corinthians 12:10, I believe it is. And we're talking about discerning, and we're going to talk about discerning the truth, right? And prospering, and grace, and we're gonna talk about that, and mercy, yeah. All right. So, we're going to speak the vision to build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. All right. We're going to talk today about gifts, and everybody in this room has a gift. And God's called you to steward that gift. And we're going to talk about some of that today. But I'm going to pray right now while you're standing before we get seated here. Let's just close our eyes for a moment. Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we have needs this morning. There are needs in this body right now in the name of Jesus and watching on live stream. We bring those needs before you right now. You said ask, and you would hear our prayers, Lord. If we ask, you would give us wisdom. So, Father, we come to you right now, and you know all of our needs. You know every need in this room before we ask. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would speak to us in a way that we would feel your love, and that we would feel accepted, and that, Lord, we would understand, increase our understanding, Lord. Increase their understanding as they're here this morning. May they receive your word today. Lord, we're praying for hearts that are in despair. People have come in here in despair, Lord, in discouragement and disappointment. Lord, we come against that in the name of Jesus, and we speak life over your word today, and it's going to remove anxiety, it's going to remove fear, it's going to remove worry, it's going to heal broken relationships. We love your word, Father. You said you sent your word to heal us. So, Father, do a healing work today as we gather here this morning. And, Lord, your word is sent, and it is going to prosper in the thing for which you sent it, and our souls are going to prosper because we have been under your word today, and we trust you. We trust you, Lord. Lord, and if we may not get everything we want, but we know that you know better than we do, and you're going to give us exactly what we need. So, Father, we thank you for it, and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. We invite your presence, Lord.
Yes.
We invite your invitation. We invite you.
Yes.
Your invitation to participate. Your invitation is participation in our situation.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
We're all got situations we're in.
Yes.
But God is good, and he can give us a word to get us out of it. In the name of Jesus. All right. So go with me first to Romans chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 3 there. He says, "For I say through what?
Grace.
The grace given to me." You know, he doesn't start with this appeal to his education or his pedigree or all of his experience. He says, I say through the grace given to me. Everybody say grace.
Grace.
You know what grace is? Grace is power. Grace means unmerited favor, unearned favor. God's called you and saved you with his grace through faith.
Amen.
You see that? And that's, we have to grow in our understanding of grace. Now look at this. For I say through the grace given to me. Now he's he's writing this. And in verse 2 of this chapter, he talks about, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. You know what we're supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be living lives that prove that God is credible, that he is who he says he is. But he says that takes transformation, not behavioral modification. Transformation is metamorphosis. You're changing into something you weren't. Did you hear me? I said, did you hear me? And that's what it takes. You have to renew your mind in order for true transformation to take place. And that's what he wants us to do, renew our minds. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. You see this? So now he tells us we got to have grace while we're doing this. Look what he says. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who's among you. Now watch this. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Here's what happens. We start living and we get saved and baptized and we go on living. And we start getting high-minded. We get a little measure of success. We start thinking we have something to do with it. But you see, you don't have anything to do with it. Grace is a gift given to you. Grace is a gift given to you. Now listen. And this gift is for others. Did you catch that, Elon? This gift is for others. You know, I was so excited to come watch you and TJ play the other night. I was talking to Donita. I like to see gifted people. That just does something for me. It spurs me to go through something I got to go through. You see, I see them doing well. It makes me want to do better. Does that make sense? That's true. I see you guys doing that. It helps me. And you know what? It's helping that whole... That's why they get so many people there. People like to see that. They don't even know why. But they like to watch gifts in work, operation. Does that make sense? Our gifts are not... They don't even belong to you. They belong to God. They belong to God. And that's what we have to understand. And that's the grace of God. So we can't be thinking we're all this big stuff, big dog on campus, or big dog. No, that's high-minded. You start now, you're thinking you're more than you're not. You didn't deserve it, and you didn't earn it. Grace is something you can't deserve, and you can't earn it. It's unmerited, right? It's unearned, and it's unmerited. It only comes from God. God gives it to you. God wants you dependent on him for his grace. You see this? So now think about this. So he says, everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought. Now, what's that mean? When we start thinking highly, more highly of ourselves than we ought, it's because we're intoxicated with something that has no business in our heart and thinking in our thinking. Am I making sense? Everybody tells you how great you are. You're not all that. You're not. Sometimes people tell me, oh, that was a great message. Well, praise the Lord, you know. I know I have to do my part, so I take a little bit, but it's only the Lord can do this because it's His gift. You see that? And so, but you know what? If you hear that all the time, you start thinking you're something. Well, really, you're nothing without that gift. Are you paying attention? People commenting you all the time, that'll go right to your head if you're not in touch with the grace of God, that you didn't deserve it and you can't earn it. This is important. God wants us dependent on Him. He wants us dependent on Him. Now, look what He says. Don't think too highly of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but think soberly. What's the word soberly mean? Not intoxicated. He doesn't want you thinking you're all that in a bag of chips. You see that? He doesn't want you thinking you're big. He wants you to think soberly. When you think soberly, you're not intoxicated with all these grandeur ideas of who you are. You see this? When you think soberly, you think, I'm nothing without God. I need God. You see that? That's to think soberly. Here's another part of this. When you don't think soberly, you'll start thinking too low of yourself. If you're not thinking too high of yourself, you'll start thinking too low of yourself. And that's the lowest self-esteem. You don't value yourself. That's not a healthy way to think either. That's why he says, think soberly. Not intoxicated with all these thoughts that aren't from God. You see, we want our thoughts to come from God. He wants you to prosper. I said, did you hear me? God wants you to prosper. Come on, pay attention. God wants you to prosper. What's the word prosper mean? To press forward. To press forward. He says he wants you to prosper. He wants you to press forward. Now pay attention. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways higher than your ways. My ways are higher than your ways. And my ways are higher than your thoughts. He says, for as the rain and snow come down and water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. It shall not return to me void, but it will prosper in the thing for which I have sent it. And then you will be led out with joy, and then you'll walk in peace. Now think about this. When you get God's thoughts on the matter, now you can prosper. Now you can press forward in the way God designed you to walk and to live. Am I making sense? I said, am I making sense? And now you're walking in peace and joy. And that's the kingdom of God. Now I'm going to advance God's kingdom. I love it when you see these people on TV and they're playing sport. Got to give God all the glory. I want to give God all the glory. I love that. You see that? You want to honor God. That's sober-minded. You seeing this? This is huge. God wants you dependent on Him for everything in your life. And I'm going to tell you, He's got a purpose for you, right? Now listen, this is huge. Go with me to, let's just hold on a minute. Don't think more highly than you ought to think, but watch, think soberly. So in other words, you don't need anything to help you in this. You know, like Kevin, he said, I got sober. I don't need that blunt anymore. I don't need anything to ease my pain. God is more than enough for your pain. God is more than enough for the pain. All the pain that's happened to you in the past, the traumas, all that, God is more than enough for your pain. And that's what he's trying to help us see. If we will think soberly, it's gonna free us so we can walk in liberty and become everything he created us to be. Now watch. Give me, he says, Now watch, as God has dealt each one a measure of faith. Listen to me. You have to, God wants you to see yourself the way he sees you. That's what he's trying to tell us here. Guess what? It takes faith to see yourself the way God has designed you and made you. It takes faith to see who you are. You see that? That right there is a big deal to say. Say it. Faith helps me see who I really am. You can't see who you are without faith. Isn't that amazing? You have to use your faith to even see the way God designed you. And when you start seeing that, dude, you start depending on the grace of God. You see, when grace is in its place, it breeds appreciation. And you just walk around, oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. It's like, you know, we were going to that game the other night, and we hadn't eaten, and this line was 20 miles long, and is Impy or Wimpy, what's this place? Cupy. Cupy. You ever been there? Up in Lima? Man, them burgers was like smack your mama. It was good. But it's like the line was so long, and man, I'm not good with long lines sometimes. But I mean, the line through the drive-thru was like down the street. And then the line is all circling around coming in. But man, they had a system, and it was working. And I'll tell you what, I was just thinking about the Lord. I didn't let it bother me. That's a simple. I kept my mind on him. I didn't let that get to me. Does that make sense? You start to live different. You're the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And man, it was just worth waiting for. And then we didn't have to be there by a certain time, and it was great. And then I got to enjoy my time with Donita, and we're just having a ball, laughing and carrying on. It was good. But that's the grace of God. That's what I'm trying to help you see. When you don't understand that everything you have is a gift from God, all of it, everything. When you start to understand that, it breeds appreciation. You see, when what happens is we start to think we're doing it. And when you start to think you're doing it, that's entitlement. You think you're entitled to this. You're entitled to that because you got this, and you don't ever think you're entitled. God will reduce that. The gifts and callings are irrevocable. But now listen, God will take the power and the anointing off the gift and the calling. A gift and a calling needs God's anointing on it. And that's where the power is. Now, get a hold of this. I was off on Thanksgiving, and I was feeling overwhelmed. You know, I got stuff going on. This church, there's a lot happening here. There's a lot going on here. And so, I'm supposed to be the pastor. I don't know how to run a church. I need God. And so I'm feeling this, and I thought, okay. Lord, I said, I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know. And he says, you're trying to do this yourself. See? I got out of the grace of God. And he immediately showed me. You know what he said? He says, now pay attention to me like I tell you guys. He says, pay attention. Listen to what I'm going to say. I want you to write this down. Pressure has privilege. Pressure has privilege. You need to start seeing the pressure in your life, and that it will help you in your privilege of serving what God has gifted you with. Did you hear what I'm saying? Because it is nothing but a privilege to serve your gift. Because that gift has been given to you to help other people. And God wants his anointing on it. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound. He wants you to help heal broken hearts. He wants you to help liberate people. You see, when you are willing to be under the pressure, why is the pressure so important? Now listen, when Jesus was in Gethsemane and he was getting ready to go to the cross, he said, Father, if you could just take this cup from me. He didn't feel like doing it. The pressure was on him. But then he says, not my will, but thy will be done. And because he changed that and said, thy will be done, the pressure remained. But now look, because he paid the price and was obedient under the pressure, it made it possible for us all to be saved.
Amen.
Did you hear what I'm saying? When you are willing to go through the pressure, you have an anointing on you to liberate people. But you see, when you don't want to go through the pressure, you become a consumer and not a contributor. A consumer and not a contributor. My name is Jimmy, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. Always wanting somebody else to give you something. You see that? That's what happens. And now you're entitled. But God wants you to be a contributor in the kingdom. Are you paying attention? This is huge. So that's why we want to remain under the pressure, because God has an answer and is doing something in our life to help us. And he wants you to depend it on him. Making sense? He wants you to depend it on him. Now, give me 1 Peter 4:10 real quick. Everybody has a gift, right? As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold what? Grace of God. As the manifold grace of God. The many folds of grace. God's grace. Now listen. Unmerited favor, unearned. So in other words, I've been given a gift. I didn't earn it. I don't deserve it, but now I'm going to serve it. In order to serve that, you're going to have to be a good steward and be aware of your discernment on how you're stewarding this gift. You see this? Come on, do you see this?
Amen.
Now, it says in Romans 11:29, the gifts and callings are irrevocable. Nobody can take your gift from you. Nobody. But here, think about what I'm saying. If you're miserable, if you're upset all the time, it's because you are not using your gift. You're not willing to stay under the pressure to get to your, so you can use your gift and serve it. It's not your gift. It's God's gift given to you. And he's given it to you for you to help other people. God can't use you. When God uses you, people will use you. Did you hear what I just said? And when you understand the grace of God, people can use you all day. And you don't get your feelings hurt. And you don't get upset with a little rejection. Am I making sense? Because he's given you an election for your rejection. When you understand your election, rejection is like
no infection.
No infection in you from when people try to hurt you or say things or whatever. But this is all about your gifting and your walk with him. Is this making sense? Okay, now look. So they're irrevocable. You didn't deserve it. And nothing can take it. But now listen, he can reduce the effect, and he can reduce the, you know, the efficaciousness of it. So you're not, it's not effective, and it doesn't have influence. You see that? He can reduce the influence of your gift. You need this gift, and you need this anointing on you for your children. You see this? For your friends. You got to watch your friends. You want people around going in the same direction you're going. And God will use you to help them. You need this gifting in your life and understanding of grace to serve. I need it to help Donita. She needs it to help me. Does that make sense?
Yep.
That's huge. Oh, can't tell you how big this is. But here's what happens. We get out from under the grace of God, and now we start thinking it's us. And we're trying to do everything. That's pride. You see that? And James 4:7 says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The humble is the one who's dependent on God. Dependent on God. Now look. So you're going to have to be humble and depend on God to serve your gift in your family. This is what makes marriages work. This is what makes families fulfilled. When you're not fulfilled, it's because you're avoiding the pressure to serve your gift. Am I making sense? Come on now. Now let's look at this. Go with me. Go with me quickly to Proverbs 12, 25. Now look at this. Anxiety in the heart of man does what? Causes depression. Now, you know what depression means? Pressed down. That's what it means. That's the meaning of it. Pressed down. So when you're depressed, you're the enemy's piling stuff up on you, and you can't carry it all. You're being pressed down. But now look, what's he say? But a good word makes it glad. A good word makes the heart glad. You see, that's what you and I need to do. We need to be dependent on God and his word, get the good word, and we're not going to be depressed. We're not going to be pressed down. We're going to prosper. Did you hear me? We're going to prosper. Remember, John prayed, he said, I pray that my children may prosper and be in good health, even as their soul prospers. Then he says, I have no greater joy than to see my children walk in the truth. You see, when you get the truth on who you are, now you're prospering. Are you catching this? Now you're prospering. It takes the truth and God's grace to help you press forward. It says in John 1:14 that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Jesus was full of grace and full of truth, and that's what he wants for you.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.